Good morning. I'm Queen Akim, and this is the California Report. Insurance companies create so many obstacles to getting mental health care. Some Californians don't get the right care or any care at all. State regulators are supposed to police the situation, but some advocates say they're too cozy with the insurance industry. As part of our series, State of Mind, the California Report's health reporter April Dymbosky takes a look.
Route 1, DeGrossemont Trolley.
Maria Spivey is a bus driver in San Diego. She was driving this route down El Cajon Boulevard one day in March 2 years ago when her cell phone kept ringing and ringing. She figured it was her 17-year-old daughter, Chloe.
And I'm dead center, 42nd in El Cajon Boulevard. No way I could stop and answer the phone. And so I just keep going. I was like, when I get to the end of the line, I'll take a break. I'll call Chloe.
When she got to the terminal, the calls became more insistent. Now it was her partner, Charles.
He's like, well, you need to get home. I was like, you know, I don't like surprises. And he's like, no, just get home, please. Get home now.
She rushed home. Cop cars were parked in every direction outside her house.
And Charles opens my door and he's telling me, Chloe's gone. I'm like, Chloe's gone? Like, where did she go? Oh, he's like, no, she's gone.
Chloe had killed herself. She was found hanging in the garage.
And I think I almost fell to my knees, but I didn't want to lose complete control. My kids were watching me.
At first, Spivey blamed herself, but then she blamed Kaiser Permanente. Spivey says the HMO failed to take care of her daughter. When Chloe first started having trouble in middle school, Kaiser told her she couldn't get weekly individual therapy.
There's no one-on-one, not with Kaiser, no.
Chloe had attempted suicide once before, when she was 16. Even then, Kaiser put her into a group for teens with drug abuse problems.
They didn't discuss on depression, anxiety, PTSD, if she was suicidal. Didn't do anything like that. Chloe told me more often than not, Mom, this is not what I need.
Complaints like these had been building up at Kaiser for years. The Union of Mental Health Clinicians started to organize statewide. In 2015, they went on strike.
What's this about?
Patient care!
What's this about?
They said Kaiser was understaffing its psychiatric department. Patients were shuttled into groups or forced to wait 4 to 6 weeks for individual therapy appointments. State regulators fined Kaiser $4 million. In a statement, Kaiser says it's in a position to lead in mental health care. It hired hundreds of therapists last year and is actively recruiting more. The head of the union, Sal Roselli, says he's pleased, but there's still more work to do.
We want to make Kaiser the poster child to take to other providers in terms of how to do it right.
So what about other insurance companies? Kaiser is the only one that's been fined in California for excessive wait times for mental health visits. But is it really the only one with problems? Shelley Roulard is the head of California's main regulatory agency, the Department of Managed Health Care. She testified in Sacramento last year that Kaiser was something of an easy target.
Kaiser probably has much better data than anybody else, and so to some extent they may be a victim of their own data.
Other insurers have fragmented networks of self-employed therapists. There's no way to count how many calls a patient makes before they find one who's available, or how many patients simply give up. Right now in California, insurance companies monitor themselves to make sure they have enough clinicians. Roulard says her agency prefers to work with the companies to correct problems.
We want the plans to do the right thing from the beginning, and so I think it's worth it to spend the time to help them understand what the law is and what their responsibilities are, and for us to work with them to get it right.
Other states are taking a much more aggressive approach. In New York, the state attorney general has been suing insurers, using subpoena power to demand data from companies about what kind of care patients are actually getting, not just what the companies say they're giving. Keith Humphreys is a psychiatrist at Stanford and served as a policy advisor to the Obama administration. He calls the New York attorney general a hero.
The reason we see that in New York is not that New York is an unusual place, but that you just had a public official who was engaged enough and talented enough to expose it.
Why don't we have the same type of enforcement
as we do there.
Los Angeles lawyer Mehram Bendat is very critical of California's Department of Managed Health Care. He says the fines are low and the oversight weak.
They're a slow bureaucracy that take way too long to respond to consumer complaints.
Instead, he says California's strength is the small core of private attorneys like him, bringing class action lawsuits to force more meaningful change. Maria Spivey is a plaintiff in one of these suits against Kaiser. She says when her daughter Chloe was struggling, she didn't have the energy to file a complaint with state regulators. She didn't know how.
I didn't have time to waste. So I didn't have time to waste on Kaiser and what they weren't doing for Chloe. I was trying to save Chloe and find people that would help me with Chloe.
She hopes the lawsuit will force Kaiser to provide one-on-one therapy to all the patients who need it as soon as they need it, so other families don't have to complain to get the care they need. For the California Report, I'm April Dembosky in San Diego.
Tune in tomorrow when April takes the State of Mind series to the Northern California city of Redding. There, we'll meet an 18-year-old young woman with depression who tells us about the challenges she's faced trying to find help in a more rural part of the state. And that's the California Report for Tuesday, May 31st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Quina Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. The California Healthcare Foundation, dedicated to a healthcare system that works for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.